Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, Transportation Optimization. And here's what he has to say about that. I was introduced to just-in-time manufacturing concepts sometime in the mid-1980s, over 30 years ago. At that time, this meant that suppliers of paper products were supposed to keep warehouses full of product made to customers' specifications and deliver it to them on a moment's notice. We kept it on our books, assumed the liability for its potential damage or loss, and owned the warehouses. Some savings. In the years since then, mills have clawed back some of the costs that were transferred to them by their customers during this trend. One of the best ways to do this is to build small finished goods warehouses. These naturally force your machine schedulers and logistics professionals to do their jobs better, resulting in manufacturing and shipment planning schedules that are tighter. After all, if they're forced to put their mistakes in outside warehouses, which costs real cash money, and result in double-handing more real cash money, senior management's attention will be captured and something will be done about these inefficiencies. One of the largest breakthroughs in this area has been equipping trucks with GPS and other sensors so their whereabouts can be known at any time. 30 years ago, when you waved the truck off the dock, you had no idea where it was until it appeared at the recipient's dock, hopefully on schedule. Good drivers with good equipment got there on schedule. The others required telescopes, radar, and airplanes to find. To me, this trackability was the most important advancement in logistics in the last 50 years, since the building of the interstate highway system in the United States. While the next phase, autonomous or driverless trucks, may bring at first a cost savings and later the only way to do business competitively, likely it will not bring the kinds of savings these two former advancements have brought. With the exception that there is an opportunity that autonomous trucks will improve safety and thus reduce safety-related losses. So far, the jury is out on this. Interfacing autonomous vehicles with those driven by humans has thus far resulted in mixed results. This is due to the rule-following predictability of autonomous guidance, coupled with the unpredictability of human-driven vehicles. In the short term, accidents may actually increase, but as the autonomous vehicles become an ever-increasing percentage of the traffic, the safety record will no doubt improve. This tiny compendium of logistics improvements would be incomplete without a nod towards intermodal shipping, invented in North Carolina in the 1950s. Not so important for domestic shipping, intermodal containers have revolutionized international shipping and reduced costs considerably from the days of stevedores loading and unloading every shipment mode and every shipment node. The intermodal container, or Connex in some circles, has been as revolutionary and cost-saving as anything else I have mentioned here. My dream, however, is that someday we will fabricate these containers of corrugated board, not steel, and simply repulp them at the location where they wear out, no matter where they are in the world. Perhaps the decision is a matter of pride in our own industry on my part. For safety this week, we need to remember logistics involves movement, and movement involves safety. Safety risks at the dock, on the highway, and in the mill. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.